Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Williams. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Fuller. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting second. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting 7th. The DH, Brian Downing. Batting 8th. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich takes first base on ball four. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally fires to first and picks off Bradford. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops it up and throws to first, with McNally covering, for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen takes first base on ball four. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton takes first base on ball four. Allen moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Downing moves to third. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent bunts towards the mound. McNally fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Downing scores. Hermann moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Etchy Barron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Etchy Barron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etchy Barron hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bellinger moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grich is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Santo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a pop-up towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Downing hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Downing reaches second base with a double. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. William scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 0-for-1 in the game. Echeverry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bradford moves to second. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bradford scores. May moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Doyle Alexander now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Melton bunts towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. May moves to third. Allen moves to second. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to home to get May. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grich moves to second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bradford hits a line drive towards short. Bellinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a line drive into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuller strikes out. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Echeverrin takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Echeverrin moves to second. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Blair hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Santo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Downing hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Enos Cabell pinch runs for Earl Williams. Terry Forster now pitching. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Baker pinch runs for Brooks Robinson. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-3 in the game. Fuller strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.